The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Sirius XM Channel 158, Gil Alexander in San Francisco. However, you're taking us in any one of those methods, we appreciate it. Kelly Bidlin in studio, and alongside Kelly Bidlin, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Billy, good morning to you. How you doing, man?
This is going to be an aggravated gambler segment or episode, so just to let you know.
Ooh. Oh, good. Oh, God. Yeah. I like it. Coming in hot.
First of all, I will tell you, when are you coming back? You've been on vacation like 2 months.
Does this look like vacation to you, Bill? Oh. Does this look like vacation to you?
Oh.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks are vacation, Bill, okay?
Oh. That's right.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, so you're not on the next 2 weeks?
He's out.
That's correct.
Okay,
that is
good.
Correct.
Well, I'm not on. Yeah. I'm off then.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Wow, so you're going to have another 2 weeks? How do I apply for a position?
I'm missing Bet Bash, though. I'm a little bummed about that.
Oh,
so I won't be there for that.
Well, I'm not going either. I'll be here doing my show at Wednesdays. We started up my podcast yesterday here. So shameless plug for myself here. You guys want to check it out. You go to Bill Krakenberger Wager Talk on YouTube, and you'll see it on there. That's where the podcast is. Yesterday was our first one from the sports book here. We're going to have Derek Stevens on in 2 weeks talking about the contest. But we moved it from Westgate to here. Caesar is taking over Westgate, of course. Not a fan of mine. I'm definitely not a fan of them. But so now we're at the Circa, and this is the Mecca. We really felt that we had a great show yesterday. I brought some good guests on. Vegas Horse Pools, my friend Scott, who's a proxy. Last year I was out of town, and I had 20 picks to put in. So I called him up. I said, oh, boy, this is going to be – I've never asked him to do this for me. I said, this is going to be a pain to do. And he did it so flawlessly that I said, listen, next year I'm going to promote your proxy. Because he's not one of the big proxies, but – He runs Bet Bash too. He does a lot of things at Bet Bash. So I had Scott on yesterday. He's a fantastic proxy, Vegas Horse Pools. And I had the two guys from the show, The Quest for 18.7 Million. They were sitting in the book, and I decided that they put me on their show all the time. I said, come on the show with me. So I interviewed them and talked about that show that they have, that which episode one was on YouTube last night. And I found out it's on Nesson and mm-hmm. MSG. I didn't even know it was on those other networks. So that was an interesting thing. It's a pump-up thing. It's a when you see that and you're in the middle of America, you're home, even if you're back in New York, New Jersey, you get pumped up to see these kind of contests and pools. And I want to tell you, I know there's another big site. I forget the name of it. They're online doing a competitive kind of a it's a survivor pool.
Yeah, they do a survivor pool.
They are,
Splash,
right?
Splash, yep.
A Splash, that's mm-hmm. it. I couldn't think of the name.
Splash Board.
So, I want to tell you, though, people use – they're ahead of pace here already from last year. They're ahead of pace to fill these contests here. And people use this as a vacation. They say, listen, I'm coming to Vegas. I'm going to tell they get away from their wife and kids. I got to go to Vegas. I got to do that contest. You got to do it in person, hon. You know, I'm just – this is – this is a big deal. Now we're talking, we're literally what? Are we 6 weeks away from the NFL season? Something like that?
Like
6 weeks away from the regular NFL season, only a few weeks away from preseason. And people use this for an excuse the next 6 weeks to come in town for a couple days with their buddies, maybe join these contests, and they look for a proxy. So I brought him on. And this, like right here behind me, they sit right here. I didn't even realize this. Yesterday, when I broadcast yesterday, I didn't realize there's like four of them.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was that many services.
It's incredible.
Bill, we Kelly and I talk about this from time to time. It's amazing that in this day of technological innovation, that the actual, I'm not trying to in any way, throw shade on everybody who does proxy services, because they run great businesses. They're really good at what they do. But it is amazing in the never-ending world of progress that that job still exists.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
They can't just do it online. If you're out of state, I guess there's gaming laws. Maybe it even, it might even violate the 61 Wire Act, which was ridiculous. It's outlawed. I mean, not that it's outlawed. It's outdated. I don't know, but why can't someone in Arizona click on Circa and put your picks in from there? I don't know the reason. Do you either one of you guys?
It's silly. I mean, it's just Nevada's geo-fenced itself off from the rest of the world progressing forward with sports betting, right?
Yeah,
it's
that, we're good. Perfect. Kelly, that's perfect. You're referring to like Kalshi and Polymer.
DraftKings.
DraftKings. Well, yeah.
They've only had an office here for how many years now, and it's not actually being used in Nevada.
They actually have the risk department here.
Right.
Where they're approving bets throughout the country, literally 15 minutes from the studio, but yet you can't bet here.
Can't bet here.
Yeah. You're all just our guest.
You're all just our guest here. I don't mean to interrupt and preempt your aggravated gambler segment, but since you bring up DraftKings, can I bring this up?
This is incredible.
Adam Burke, who is part of the glue that holds this whole operation together at VSiN, he is our managing editor at VSiN.com. He writes about all kinds of sports, every sport under the sun. Great dude. He sent Kelly and I this. He sent Kelly and me this unbelievable thing that happened. So, how can I set this up? So, a guy. Oh, now I can't get out of this. Here we go. So, yesterday, somebody bet over 8.5 on the Padres Braves game in DK's prediction market, DraftKings prediction market. He simply bet over 8.5. That was the total in the Padres Braves game. The game ended 7-6, right? 7 + 6. I'll do the math for everybody. That's 13. 13, I do believe, is greater than 8.5, right? That is over 8.5. Can you check my math for me, Kelly?
Yep, you're good.
Okay.
You've got it.
So his bet, his over 8.5 that ended up with 13 runs, was graded a loser. Here's what the DraftKings prediction market chat told him. Thank you for reaching out to DraftKings support. After reviewing your trade, we have confirmed that it was settled correctly. The first of all, it says the August. I didn't even catch this the first time, Kelly. The August 22nd.
Oh, God, I didn't catch this the first August, time either.
The August 22nd, 2026 game between the Padres and Braves ended with a final score of 7-6 Braves, resulting in a total of 13 runs scored in the game. Since your trade was placed at over 8.5, the result needed to be at least 9 runs for your trade to be settled as a win. However, this is ridiculous. However, since 13 runs were scored, your selection should have been over 12.5 runs. As the settlement is accurate based on the official game results, no changes will be made to the wager grading. If you have any other questions or concerns, please feel free to reach back. And then he followed up one more time. And then what do you say? We understand your concern. However, for selections with a decimal line, such as 8.5, the required outcome is determined by the selected line, not the total amount scored beyond that number. Blah, 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 blah. None of this makes any sense. They repeat, for a selection of 13 runs, the correct line to select would have been over 12.5. We hope this clarifies how these selections are settled. Best regards.
I swear to God, support. You just explained it to me, and I just read the thing. I don't get it. I still don't understand.
It's incredible.
It.
So basically, he apparently he had to Gil get exactly 10. He
Nine?
Was really just betting an exact 10.
Well, apparently, what it sounds like is this: not a human being responding is what it sounds like. If it is a human being, it's even worse than I thought, right? But apparently, it's not a human being
letter?
Who's even gotten the date of the game wrong, and they don't have this worked out at all. Is what the upshot.
Okay, so it's a winner. They're just going to read. It'll be corrected after a human gets involved. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I'm hoping that that's the result. But this poor guy is having to go back twice with whatever automated system, and they are like adamantly telling him, no, you know, to get the 13 correct, you would have had to bet over 12.5, over 8.5, not good enough.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
And here's the problem too. You go to these gaming boards that are state, you know, gaming boards that are supposedly their state employees. It's so hard to get a hold of someone. Not here in Nevada. Nevada's excellent. Yeah. Every time I call Nevada Gaming, which is not too many times. I'll get they'll put them, whoever the gaming agents are, they're roaming the city. They get them right on the phone. I've never not spoke to a gaming agent in under a minute. Now, I've spoke to some gaming agents that obviously have an aunt or uncle or someone that got them the job. Yes. But like they just don't know any too much. However, I spoke to a male gaming agent about 3 or 4 months ago that was so good. He was perfect. So there is gaming agents here. However, let's go to a state like New Jersey. If you call New Jersey gaming, you're never going to get anyone on the phone that day. And I would be willing to bet my money you're never going to get anyone on the phone in 30 days. No one's ever going to call you back. It's a voicemail. You leave a message on the voicemail. It gets to them, and eventually they'll get back to you, possibly. Now, I know one that was at the Ocean Casino. You guys remember this. I did this with you at South Point. This lady came in with an autistic son, and he didn't have an ID. She should have had an ID. He's over 21. He's autistic, and he wanted to press the button so bad on the machine. He couldn't even do it. I was with them because my wife's friend, it's her child, and he was 23, and I'm telling you, he had to do it with his palms, you know, to press the button. He was so happy to press the button. They came over and asked for an ID, and they did not, he didn't have one, and they took the $130 or $160 voucher. Do you guys remember this from like 5 years ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They took the voucher. And we tried to go to gaming. Until this day, gaming has never responded about that $160 that was confiscated by the Ocean Casino. Now, I'm not even saying they did it wrong. So
hold that thought.
Oh, we'll get back.
Hold that thought.
We're on break.
We'll continue this on the other side.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Winners Circle Proxy and VSiN are giving away two incredible prize packages that'll put two lucky fans into the world's biggest football contests for free. One winner will receive a $1,000 entry into Circa Survivor, and another will win a $1,000 entry into Circa Million. Both winners will also receive full season Winners Circle Proxy service, a VSiN studio tour, and a free month of VSiN Pro. Enter by Sunday, August 2nd for your chance to win. Visit winnerscircleproxy.com/vsin to enter today. That's winnerscircleproxy.com/vsin. More with Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. And of course, the name of his podcast is Wisecracks, which he does with John Orlando. And now, as he mentioned, doing it live from Circa.
Yep.
Right there in the world's largest sports book, which is awesome, Bill.
Yeah.
Couple questions here before we continue where we left off. I mentioned this one before the break or before the start of the hour. Kenny G, not that Kenny G, but a different one. Morning, Gil and Bill. I'll be coming to town next week. Have reservations at Barry's and Italian American Club. My question is about tipping besides the server. Is there anyone else to take care of? Thanks, Gil. Enjoy your vacation.
Oh, that's great. Honestly, I'm always going to give my honest answer, even though I'm in the building. Like at a place like here, when you're at a fancy steakhouse, you're always going to have these little girls with the short skirts, and they're just handling your reservation. And I don't know what they can do for you if you're giving them a sawbuck. I don't know what you can do with giving them $10. Unless you don't have a reservation, and you could try to give someone some. But some of the girls are so petrified, they run to the manager. This guy just gave me $10 or $20. What should I do? You know, it's just, to be honest with you, I do give, if the girl's friendly, I'll give her some money. She's going to seat me. It's a nice thing to do. It's a nice gesture. However, the Italian-American Club, total different thing. Absolutely tip. There's a guy that holds the door. You know, if you guys seen Back to School, remember the Burt Young character with the hat, the little Burt Young? He was in Rocky also. Mm-hmm. That guy is at the door. He's at the door watching the parking lot because it's not in the best area. It's towards Boulder Highway. It's on Sahara. But very secure because he watches the parking lot. He watches the door, watches the parking lot. I always give him money on the way in because he actually holds a spot for me. I'll go always give him 10. You can give him 5. Give him $5 for holding the door for you. And then the maitre d' who seats you, I give them $5. And the piano player, I choose to give the piano player money to. So I do give at the Italian American Club. But I'm a regular. They know me every week. You get special service. It's nice to get, you know, waited on a little bit better, and they know what you, and they know to give me a diet soda and a backup diet soda. Like, they know to give you, know, they just bring things. Diet soda at this point doesn't matter, but still, hey, anyway.
The parking lot guy, I'm familiar with him. He's a good guy to give a little.
He's a
tip
good guy. So there's your answer, good. And you're going to two great spots. I love Barry's. That rib cap, I think it's called rib cap steak, is one of my favorites. Absolutely love Barry's. It's a great place. Get the sides, get the corn. Sides are great. That a great steakhouse.
Elderly gambler, I would like to respectfully ask how often you think you made a bet, root for your bet to win, and find out you didn't make the bet. It happens to me a lot. Short attention span.
That's happened to us a little bit, right?
Not that often, but once in a blue moon it happens.
Okay. Yeah. I have misclicked bets before. I have found my bet. We're like, wait a minute. I made this bet, didn't make the... But I found it the opposite way, too. I have actually found during football season when I'm making so many bets, oh, my God, I'll find a bet that I didn't realize I even made. And it could be a winner. So I don't know if that's the exact question, but I have I have not found winners, too.
Double headers are always got to be very careful in baseball as you're clicking on the right game. Here's one, also a tipping question. MMA bobblehead. Hey, guys, question for Crack. Since the World Series of Poker already takes a percentage of your buy-in for dealer gratuity, what is the proper percentage to tip if you cash? You and thousands of others technically already tipped out, so what is the proper protocol?
Jump through this. Absolute zero. Zero.
Zero.
They already had the tip. It's taken out.
The answer.
When I buy in, you're taking your 20%, which, by the way, 21% for the bigger, for the smaller tournaments, you already have the tip. It's in there. If it wasn't, by the way, I understand why they do it, because the Europeans, they it's not in their custom to tip. Not that they're being cheap. They just, tip in many parts of Europe, and I think even some parts of Asia. Mm-hmm. So you're not used to tipping, so they're not going to tip anyone. So they take out the 3-5% of the entire pool, and the dealers put up with a lot of garbage. So I'm not saying that. If you have a dealer that went out of your way, that went out of his way, I think you could have no problem tipping him. Individually, if you can, don't forget gift cards. But I have no problem with that. But as far as these poker tournaments that take out money for the staff already, I'm not tipping. And trust me, this is a real sore subject. I understand. We do a lot of tipping episodes. I am not tipping in a lot of situations, and I'm over tipping in other situations. Last night, go out, the bill's $260. I give the guy $100 because I go to that restaurant. Or you've been there with me, Gil Carbone.
Yeah.
So I do go there. Speaking of which, so I went there last night and again, just had like the little $30 bowl of pasta. I think the bill was $288. $288 was the bill. And I give the guy $100 because I know him all the time. But again, it happened again last night. I invited the guy and I showed him, oh my God, Vison, you guys put out a thing on, and it was so funny. I didn't retweet it yet or anything. You put a thing out about the guy taking food home.
They
put little graphics of a bag to go, a piece of pie. He did it again last night, only he had two bags. Last night, two Carbone bags, and I filmed them outside the restaurant. And again, don't forget, this guy is a money guy. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he just saves his entree. He gets lots of free bread, saves the entree to take home. And he did the same thing last night, orders two slices of pie. One for the bag and one for the table.
This is on your MGM comp? This is on your comp?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. By the way, I owe Nifty a call. Side subject, I owe Nifty a call.
Yeah. Nifty is now, I told you, he's today he's going back east to, I think, Rhode Island. There's a house haunting convention in Rhode Island. He wants to go haunt some other people. So if he's haunting you, he'll listen to the show and hear that. No.
Oh, man. Luke Riley, crack is spot on about the 1961 Wire Act. Sending gambling selections over state lines is a violation punishable by 5 years per incident. Incredibly dumb law in 2026, but our Congress can't pull themselves together to adjust it. And Luke, I understand that that's the law. I wasn't even referring to that. I was just referring to in-state. I'm surprised there isn't any automated, easy kiosk way for, and I know that the proxies put it in via kiosks. So I'm just curious why there isn't, even on the app itself, within the state itself, an easier way to enter one's contest picks. I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to ruin these guys' livelihoods. I'm just wondering out loud
sure. How
with all technology that hasn't happened. Real quick, we'll get back to the DraftKings thing because Shades of Mako said, can you link that DraftKings article? It's ridiculous. So ridiculous. He says, we just got sent screenshots of it, but you were, Kelly made a great point about this. Kelly, would you like to repeat what you said off air about the DraftKings matter?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple
said,
things.
Gaming. Remember you said, can you go to gaming? It was right, a great thing you said.
There's a couple things with this, right? Like, I don't think that, I mean, gaming doesn't apply. This is DraftKings predictions, right? It's prediction markets. I don't think gaming can even get involved in that. And then the second, like, dude, there's no recourse here, right? Like, it's a prediction markets. It's all technically peer-to-peer, and this is all settled already. Like, there's not a book to go complain to, and maybe they're going to give you something or, you know, throw you a dinner comp or something. That's not happening here.
Yeah, see if you could tag that idiot that started DraftKings that was saying, I'll take your girlfriend away from you. Tag him and see if you can, maybe he can handle it for you.
Oh, Kaplan. Yeah. Yeah. See if you can tag him. All right, Tony Hernandez. Fellas, crack makes a great point about needing a proxy in today's online gaming market. He says, talk about ridiculousness. Item two, I think it was me that made the point. Item two, let's show producer number 9 a little love and do an updated version of the show's intro with the svelte version of Kelly. Yeah, we're working on that for sure.
Rob's
crack, where did you left off? Now we're going to run you into another one. Well,
and I text my wife, by the way. It's a $160 voucher. They never got the money back. And she said, they actually said, if you want to come from Florida, where they live, to come to, we'll have a hearing. And hearing, if you could show his ID or an ID for him or a passport, then we'll have a hearing. They didn't say we'll give you the money back. We'll have a hearing. So they got to keep the money. They're not coming back from Florida to get a $160 voucher. But granted, I understand. Yes, she should have had an ID for him in the casino. But the kid started crying. He actually had a panic attack, started crying in the casino. It was really a bad situation. But the gaming in New Jersey, I was talking about, it's just impossible to get to. You cannot get to them. Anyone just try to dial it right now. It used to be, used to have a giant gaming building one block away from resorts in Atlantic City. They had a gaming, I forget what street it was on. They had a giant gaming building with 100 employees. Now there's like, I think one lady, Ethel, that handles the phone calls, and she handles them all, and she will give them out, you know, throughout the. But I'm telling you, a month they're not getting back for you for a month, and you have to do multiple phone calls. Ethel, all right.
Parents don't name their kids Ethel anymore, do they? Their daughter's Ethel.
Yeah, no. It's not Coochie, up there. Coochie,
Coochie, no, Ethel. She's 91. Yeah, she's still working there. She's a great lady.
Loves bingo.
Aggravated gambler with crack next on A Numbers Game at Visa.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the sports betting network.
The NFL preseason is only a couple weeks away, and the smart money's already moving lines. Lock in our football special for just $175 before the price goes up next month. You'll get instant access to the VSiN NFL betting guide to help you attack futures, win totals, and player props. Plus, we're including the new Fantasy Life Fantasy Football Guide with over 425 player profiles, projections, and rankings to help you prep for your fantasy draft. That's awesome. Sign up now and you'll get full VSiN Pro access across every sport through the Super Bowl. That includes daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop projections, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander in San Francisco, Kelly Bidlin and Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, in the studio there in Las Vegas. A couple things. One, I don't want to say star, but one of the four prominent persons featured in the Showtime docuseries Action, Vegas Dave ordered to pay $30.2 million to an upscale vacation rental agency in Mexico, or he's headed to jail. Crack, did you see that?
I don't know what he did. I read the article. I don't know what he did. Did he rent out his properties and not let the people stay or something? Something happened. This is almost like OJ in getting off for other things, and then they finally got him for going after someone with a baseball bat. But I'm guessing it's something like that because, a lot of people sent me this too. So you're right.
It's unclear.
It didn't make sense what he did, but. Yeah, he did something, obviously.
I don't know. He fired a guy. It's a whole thing. Anyway, not surprising to any of us. The other thing is you were one of the people featured in the first episode of the Survivor doc, The Quest for $18.7 million. And Kelly pointed out that was one of your greatest hits was on there. You were teaching people how to stack the bills.
Oh, and by the way, I usually don't – it's not to brag – because that wasn't even my money. Like they're entering a $100,000 contest. You know, that my friend who they had 2/3 of the pool, so they had like $70,000 invested. He's from the South. It's amazing. All the people I've been around, the North and Jersey and Boston and Philly, no one ever came up with this idea that if you want to travel with money, to just take 10 $100 bills, fold them right in half, and then do that 10 times opposite. Each stack is opposite, and put two rubber bands one way and two rubber bands the other way real tight. And it winds up being so tiny, it's a $10,000 pack, like a Kit Kat bar. And like that's what he handed me. Yeah. And that's what I used for the contest. But I show people, hey, it's a good way to, it's a good way to carry money. You know, if you can put it in your pocket or put it, it's a good way to, it'll go deeper into your pocket than a pack of money. You really, really, to be honest with you, anyone that comes to Vegas, you should have zippers on your pockets. I know no one does, like sweatpants or like a zipper is so important. I know so many people that have lost money out of their pocket. Don't forget, you're having a good time, you're drinking, you're partying, you're in Vegas, and then you have professional pocket, pickpockets and thieves, that you just, you want. I carry a little bag, but then again, I don't really carry a lot of money. Like, I remember even doing that show, they were like, hey, can you carry money and go up to the sportsbook with like $100,000? No, I bet on the apps. Like, I really don't carry a lot of money unless I'm playing a promotion or something or going for a bet in person. Some places want a bet in person rather than the app. South Point, I can go in person and bet a lot more over the counter than I can on the app. Other places, they want only app. They want to track the betting. That's more like it with the new age. They don't even want you betting at the counter. They want you betting on the app. So I just showed that little thing. Now, I didn't see last night's episode yet. It's a shame I didn't. I plugged on my show. We're plugging in here. I didn't see episode one. And I understand why people like that stuff, though. They're all from around the country. They get pumped up to come into Vegas. And I'm sure the guys do a great job. I didn't know till yesterday that if you're in the contest and you see them and you have your own story, you can go up to them and just say, hey, can I be on the show? Give someone their 15 seconds of fame. Is that what they say? 15 minutes, 15 seconds. Anyway,
15 minutes.
But that's pretty cool. It's Steven and James said that.
Yeah.
That they can come up and tell their story and maybe their collective pool of guys back home. And they were sent here to be in the contest. There's some great stories out there, and it's always great to get a little camera time for those people. And they work hard 9 to 5, every year, grinding it out, their jobs. The weekend, they want to be weekend warriors and be in this big contest for $1,000. It's fantastic. The $100,000 contest is the one we were talking about, though. If they showed that's when I got handed those bills from somebody. Anyway, it's just it's an easier way to carry 10 grand in your pocket, and I hope to have that problem more often.
Yeah. Gil, it's one of my favorite crack greatest hits. It really, I've probably seen it five times. I love it every time. The guys did a great job editing it in episode one too, because it was like you after probably two or three guys with bands, right? You got 10K right heading up to the window. They're struggling to carry it, and then cut right to Bill Krakenberger with this. See, this is how you do it. Layer this way, layer that way, and I'm just dying.
And do
laughing.
You know at the window? They probably cut it out of the show. One of those $1,000 packs was short $100.
Oh, wow. That was
edited out. I had 99,900 when they were done counting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so one of those. So someone shorted me $100. Someone shorted my friend $100. So I got paid. Yeah, because now everyone in the South, that's how they carry money, all the gamblers. So kind of interesting. Gil, let's go back to the aggravated gambler. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's right. Let's
all right, this was like the main thing I wanted to say on the show today. It's me, Kelly, you, Dan. Let's say three of your guys in the back.
Danny, Darnell, Chris.
All right, Dan, Darnell, Chris, me, you. So the six of us. We're hanging out at the sports book here, and we want to make a bet. I want to tell you guys, I say, wow, this certain sports book has over 56 and a half yards. It's not a bad line, just that I like that line. It's it's 59 and a half here. It's 61 and a half at somewhere else. But it's 56 and a half at a certain book. I say, guys, this is a good bet. We all bet it, right? We all bet it because these guys want to follow me for their 50, 100 bucks, whatever it may be. We all bet it, and the sports book after the game says, hey, we got six bets from the same IP address. We're not paying you. That is going on in New Jersey.
Oh, geez.
That's going on. I have some friends that are part they went to gaming. They're waiting for gaming. They're still waiting. They haven't heard back from gaming. They have all bet the same things, and they're not getting paid. And it's been about a year. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We talked about that a while ago.
We talked about it probably a year ago.
A year ago.
Still hasn't been solved. Better yet, still hasn't been addressed. Like it has, there's no decision, nothing going. It's amazing. It's amazing. First of all, gaming, all these different destinations now that have gaming, these jurisdictions, gaming has to be more up on the sports betting. They're up on some casino things sometimes, but sometimes they know some more gaming. I would think New Jersey, being the first state that had sports betting after Nevada, they would be a little more up on the sports betting language, the etiquette of it. Like here in Nevada, I actually spoke to a gaming agent about, I don't know, 3-4 months ago. I think I told you guys. He knew so much about sports betting. That's fantastic. They should, but you can get these different jurisdictions that don't know about sports betting. They don't understand it because they don't gamble.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know. Like you can go around the country and you can pick some places that the agent won't even know what 11-10 is. You have to explain it to them, and they have to bring it to a higher up or explain it or someone in that business. But also in New Jersey, I know of a case of a guy with a ticket that he bet on a future. So he bet the bet in like July, and he bet it in July, and it didn't take place until after the season was over. And I'll even say like till like March of next year. And it was his own fault. He forgot to cash the ticket. So he went to go cash the ticket, even though it was in that period. They say it should be in the year from the day of the event. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before the expiration.
Well, it should be the year of the day of the event. Then you get a year from that day that the event takes place. And he went, I'll say, 13 months out. And they said, no, you didn't. It's a year from when the date's printed. Like, wait a minute. A year from when the date's printed? Some bets you can make are a year in advance anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be the year. And plus, they give you a courtesy sometimes of a week or 2 weeks or something. I know that's going on for a small amount of money. I'm just saying that it's amazing how many obstacles you have to overcome to win. You have to hope to win, hope to get paid. I'll be honest with you. It's almost like betting offshore. You hope these places that they're supposed to be regulated, and you can't even get to the regulators. You can't even get to them. So shame on New Jersey for having such a terrible gaming board. And this is going on for a long time. Like I told you about the $160 ticket. I've called them myself there and left messages. No one ever responded. It's like, you know, I don't know, man. They're like the real mafia. They're like the new mafia now. I don't know what it is. They just do what they want. I have no idea.
More with Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger on the other side. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Krakman with a K. Wisecrack's the name of the podcast, coming back right here on The Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from both California and Las Vegas, San Francisco and Las Vegas. Gil Alexander in San Francisco this week. Kelly Bidlin back at the mothership there. And of course, this is the crack hour, which as Fred Courier said on Twitter, best hour of the week.
Thank you, Fred.
The numbers guy says, I'm married to Ethel and my daughter is Mildred.
Wow. Come
He's
on.
He's lying. There's no way. Jason McKinney, I see the Red Sox have started a losing streak. I guess we aren't a lock to cash. All right, easy with the losing streak. But I like the reverse jinx angle that you're going with there. Billy, you know we have an 80-1 Red Sox most wins in July?
Do you know people have texted me and said, what is this thing with Gil that he about this? So you repeat the bet again? Red Sox?
So 80-1 on the Red Sox before the month of July began. They do monthly markets, most wins by who's going to have the most wins in this calendar month. And the Red Sox were 80-1. And I did a whole thing on it and I bet it. But I was leaving town. I was leaving town as I was betting it. So I was like, who do I call to put this in for me? And you were the first person that came to mind. And I'm like, I bother Crack too much with this when I leave town. So I didn't. I wish I had bothered you in the end.
Yeah.
Because now I
could have
worried about it.
Especially, was it Circa?
No. It was William Hill Caesars. So I bothered someone else. Right. And it's a little more, how can I put this?
Complicated.
Complicated.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's a little more complicated. Yeah, no, but it'll be fine in the end. It'll be fine. This is from Montreal Max. He says, so doing the math, he says, the next unscripted appears to be on August 13th. If so, that will be a birthday gift for me the next day, but it does free up my Thursday lunch. So sounds like the Odyssey will be booked next Thursday as Montreal does have a 70mm IMAX. Oh, Vegas has an IMAX for the Odyssey as well, I believe.
I saw it in IMAX.
Oh, you've seen the movie?
Friday at the South Point.
Was it as good or are they just built up?
Okay, guys, Brian Ortega, earmuffs, wherever you are, okay? This is, I have a problem because, you know, we talk about this all the time. We never go to the theaters, right? Never go to the theaters. I only go to the theaters for like movies that are supposed to be all-time amazing, right? But the problem is, for movies like that, my expectations are always so damn high. It's just hard to hit them. It was very good, though. It was very, very good.
Right.
Can I tell you something, man? My old brain, I don't have any interest.
So,
I have no interest.
It's a 3-hour long movie. The biggest compliment I can give is that I sat in a movie theater for 3 hours. Like, if I'm doing that, it must be good.
I'm with Gil. I hear 3 hours, especially, it's hard for me to watch like fictional movies and things like space. I don't know. It's like space age or whatever it is. I loved like Gladiator. I love Gladiator. Mm-hmm. I seen that in the theater when it came out. I thought it was fantastic. But this movie has such good hype to it that I thought about seeing it. But now that I hear 3 hours, I can wait till it comes out on a video, if I even watch it then. Because right now you can watch stuff. Like Max said, you can watch stuff in the football season. It's really hard to watch anything during football season. So, do you go to the movies at all, Gil?
I went to see Michael because it's Michael Jackson. I'll go see a Michael movie any day of the week. But that's just me, right? Like, I'm not interested in a theatrical, massive Hollywood production of Homer's The Odyssey. It just doesn't interest me at all. And I know maybe I'm a lesser person for it, but it just doesn't interest me at all. Football season, what you brought up is an interesting thing because I loved nothing more as a child than going to Skins games in DC, right? It was the true joy of my life. I look forward to every Sunday at RFK. It was just everything in my childhood. And now as an adult, as a bettor, unless it's a standalone game, I have no interest whatsoever. Somebody was talking to me about US Open tickets for tennis the other day. They're like, hey, I can maybe finagle tickets to the finals of the US Open on the men's side. And it's the first Sunday of the NFL. I'm like, I'm not going to that. I can't go to that.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about? It's going to be Sinner and Alcaraz. I'm like, it's football, dude. Come on. Can't do it.
The amount of times I had like Raiders tickets for the suite, I didn't go. Because it's a week one of NFL, week three, whatever. There's a lot of other games. Now, if it's a standalone, Sunday, Monday night, Thursday night, it's different. But it's so true. It's so true. Before we go off air, I want to talk about something in the slot influencer area here. So these slot influencers are everyone seems like they watch them. A lot of people that like gambling. They love watching people spin for big amounts of money. Now, it's not like someone's playing a dollar and a quarter a hand and you're watching the video getting your fix of gambling in the middle of Minnesota. This is giant spins for $500, $1,000, which like Matt. Vegas Matt does some big things sometimes, and they're all real. So this person, Mr. Handpay, though, which, by the way, I've never seen him. I know the name, but he has actually went after some other influencers. He found three of them that were Fugazi and fraudulent. Now, I didn't know you could even do this. But by the way, these Fugazi and fraudulent people are making six figures a year, healthy six figures, jeez, with a slot channel. But it's fake. And I was like, wow, what do you mean it's fake?
Wow.
And they're on the mode that the machine is on is test mode. So the game's actually not really being, even though he's saying, and they put up in their advertisements, $500 a spin, $1,000, and they show stacks of money, these big stacks of money. This guy hold on the advertisement, the big stacks of money. Three very big slot influencers that get millions and millions of views. This guy has revealed how they've done it without really even gambling in the casino. The game is on. I'm sorry, I don't know.
I was just saying, are they all in a casino, period? They can't be, right?
I believe it's being manipulated by their cameras, but it looks like they're in a casino. Oh. But they're on a test mode,
yep,
where they're pressing $500 a spin, and it's not real. But it looks like $500 a spin. There's never been a slot attendant come over. There's not they immediately turn the game off when there's a hand pay. They, you know, you don't see them pressing the, because certain casinos have, you can put your code in and get paid, right, automatically. You don't have to wait for a slot attendant. None of that stuff goes on. All three have turned off their comments now on their channels, you know, because this guy is going to cut into a giant money-making thing for these guys. But there's a segment of the audience that says, I don't care if it's fake. It's fun watching you do the. Well, then why don't you, right, do it yourself at home for free or whatever? Like the idea was you're winning real money and you can win like Matt does. And there's, yeah, I guess Mr. Handpay does. And there's a female influencer. I just don't know her name. She does the same thing with, you know. Now, I don't like how they all the time, a lot of them show their wins and how glamorous it is, how easy it is. It makes people want to gamble more. That's why the casinos host down right down the street, El Cortez hosting Vegas Matt. But Matt's very transparent about his wins, his losses. He does interviews. But I just thought it was interesting how these slot influencers, which they're fake. It's not even real. People think they're watching real jackpots. This guy, and it's not something probably either one of you guys ever watch, right? You don't watch the slot.
No, me and you have talked about it, though. I run into Matt and his guys all the time, and I just sit there amazed at the numbers they do, the traffic. You and I have talked about it. It's incredible. So, hey, good. Get the fakes out.
Fakes out. All right, I want to finish with this pizza. Believe it or not, I got to have a pizza segment. New pizza place in town. So,
yes,
this guy, someone told me, a doctor I know said to me, a doctor, imagine a doctor giving me, go down and get some cardiac arrest. He told me about this pizza place that just opened up. It's called Sliceteria. It's over by Durango. And it's a guy from Brooklyn that originally started a pizza chain out here. His name is John. He was in there. He's like 75 years old. I don't know his last name, but John started Metro Pizza out here in the 80s, which, to be honest with you, I'm not really a Metro Pizza fan. Just okay. But he sold it. I didn't realize he sold it 20 years later, the whole chain. So, but now in the 70s, he wanted to start up again, the new pizza place. And he has the pizza down pat almost to the, it's called the 86th Slice. It's a pizza like L&B Spumoni Gardens, which is my favorite pizza probably in the United States. I love the L&B Square Pizza. That's in Brooklyn, and it's on 86th Street. That's why he calls it 86. And they have all different kinds of slices of pizza in there. I went there the other day. I'm going to tell you, you are not going to be upset. That place was unbelievable. Now, it's hard to find. They just opened. They don't have proper signage yet. He's doing it now. But it's called Metro Sliceteria, and it's over by Durango. I want people to try that slice of pizza. Fantastic. That's it.
That one's pretty good.
It's square pizza. Oh, it's crunchy and it's soft. It's pillowy. Oh, God. I just, you know, listen, we give a shout out to always Al too, at Dom DeMarco's. We love his pizza also, but I'm very fair. I call it like I see it, and I think that's a fantastic pizza. People like Pizza Rock down here. I like the certain ones. I don't like all of them, but Pizza Rock's one of the most famous pizzas in town. I don't think it's the best. There's a place called Evil Pie down here that everyone loves. I went to it twice. I didn't think it was nothing special.
But I didn't love it either. I didn't love it.
I didn't love it. So, but we have upped our pizza game with this place over. It's on Durango. It's by Durango. Maybe like maybe
just north of Durango.
Less than a mile from Durango. So this is plug for them.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. Wisecracks, again, which he does live from Circa now. You do it every Wednesday, Bill?
Every Wednesday.
Is that going to be the day?
Yep.
Every Wednesday. Okay. Bill, thank you. We've done all we can do. Prop points with Jeff Erickson. Nick Whalen is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.